This is How to Die Alone.
Hey guys, it's How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Stephen Henry. With me, my right hand man, Mr. Matt Williams, back from the beach.
Matt. Boy!
Boy! All right, we're going to get
daily dose of D.
You're really going to take that from
him? I played his daily dose of D like four times before the show started.
Our other host who probably wants to kill Matt Williams right now, David Wayne.
Samson!
Then we don't have a guest because I don't know why.
We didn't schedule anybody.
I nearly died. But we'll get into that later.
Well, I was out of town. You guys got Jacobs and Jorge. And then we had the independent one, right?
Independent one?
Yeah, the one where we started
all
eat with
the podcast independent.
Oh, good God. I want to leave.
Destiny's childless.
Yeah, well, we are in Largo.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's Destiny too many childs.
I get it.
Is this like where Trump took the kids from? He's like specifically there. Yeah, to take all the migrant kids from Largo.
The fucking county we live in.
Put them in the hot box.
Well, that fucking county we live in.
Largo kids in the hot box. Talk out of turn, it's another night in the Largo hot box.
You ever watch that, Matt?
Spend a night in the hole.
Well, the what, dude?
No, the county we live in is on fucking live PD. You ever watch that show? You ever seen it, Steve?
Are we Pasco?
Yeah, Pasco is on that show.
Oh, that makes sense.
I had somebody calling to work today looking for documents, and he was like, oh, you and Pasco? He's like, I love you guys online. I'm like, what?
You're my favorite show.
I'm glad that our fucking people being idiots and getting arrested is entertaining for you.
Yeah, there was a thing.
You just have a show called Poverty.
Yeah, it's Intervention.
It's called Fucked.
Just a Newport Richie.
They tried it, but they doll it up with that Honey Boo Boo Child title. It's like, no, you just pick poor people and just follow them around.
Right.
Like, they should just, like, Trailer Park Boys, but instead of, like, be scripted, just be, like, a regular show.
So, like cops? Because that's what it sounds like you're describing cops.
Yeah, but without the cops. We'll just have, like, independent people film it and then just hang out in the trailer park and just on a regular Friday night see what happens.
Just some fucking cameraman from NYU is like, now, Skeeter, why is your 1957 F-150 up on cinder blocks? Yeah. Do you know how much meth I can get from white wall tires?
Plus, it's white good to look at when I'm sitting on my couch. It's good to look at when I'm sitting on my couch in the fucking yard. Because they always got a love seat out there.
Damn it, what'd you call it? Redneck Red Rocks?
Redneck Red Rocks. Oh, I wish that bit would work.
Yeah, me too. Just for Redneck Red Rocks. All right, we'll see. I finally brought headphones, and whenever I try to use them, they, like, half of it, yeah, one ear will be fine, and then the other one just...
You got a short.
Yeah, it's the ass will drop out, so...
You got a short over there.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
What we need to do is get Skeeter on and he'll fix that shit with like fucking jeweler screwdriver and
No problem. He can't solve some crystal. I'll tell you what.
That's right.
Get me some crystal and some tin foil, and maybe I'll be able to fix your headset.
He'll solve one problem or make another three.
I'm just gonna burn a hole in his cheek.
No, there's it's just kind of funny because I went from Pensacola. They had Pensacola blue lights, which is the equivalent of what you were just talking about, like the local cops.
Oh,
for Pasco County,
blue lights.
Yeah,
it's like a local cop show.
Yeah,
it's like a Kmart thing.
Pensacola Beach, Milton, Crestview.
Was it on like a local channel?
Yeah, it was on like Channel 8.
Do you guys remember that?
What
blue light special Kmart?
No, Kmart blue light internet.
You get that, yeah.
I would just have loved
you get a CD of it, right?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, they all had CDs back then. Net Zero.
It was broadband with super fast ads. That's all it really was.
What is a super fast ad?
You got ads.
It's just like
breakneck speed.
Dodge!
I would love to have
the
sat in on
Dodge,
that
car, buy!
Like, well, people just aren't buying kitchenware anymore. I know, internet. That's what we'll get into.
Yeah, someone was like, they're never going to sell shit on the internet. Look at them now.
We'll bury ourselves. Fuck you.
I brought my own shovel.
You can hop on it on Amazon with our Kmart browser.
Oh, God, yeah. It's like the website you go to, it takes twice as long to load than the fucking ads.
Right.
The ads are like, boop, well, they're already pre-installed. Right. So you had to get like a monthly CD to update the internet because they had to put new ads on it. They're like, that's install perfect. This disc and it'll go faster.
You think maybe that's what Adobe is? It's not actually updating the software. It's just up. It's a way for it's them to update the ads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Guys, we figured it out.
It's switching the button. Like the one, like, do you agree to the terms of use? Like, do you want to be harassed with emails? And it's like, it
from left to right to right to left.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So where the box is automatically checked in.
With your cursor.
Right. Instead of the box automatically being filled in, you have to like fill in the box or whatever.
I love that. What they'll do is they're smart about on the pop-up, you know, on like on the computer. So there's the one box to check at the very bottom that says accept the terms and agreement. But if you scroll down, there's four other boxes
right.
for fucking newsletters that's already checked that you're going right. to subscribe to. But you don't know about it unless you scroll down. That's right. how they get you.
That's for your convenience.
God. Oh, yeah. We're going to send you a flood of emails for shit you don't even use.
Thank God.
Internal newsletters about people who like joined and left the company.
Right.
Like, oh, that's what I want to talk about.
Like
that's
the guy
heard.
From Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, well, now we can
good transition, right?
Segue into that. Yeah, we'll start with that thing.
Well,
go ahead.
We can talk about what
is
you're
he transitioning?
About. Fuck yeah.
Probably.
James Big Guns.
No.
Tits done.
Oh, I heard I was listening to
you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I mean.
Did you listen to the new Rogan or the new no. Jordan Peterson and Rogan
no.
on there?
No.
Anyway.
Oh, wait, the newest Jordan Peterson.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were talking about
old media dying.
Yeah, or just society like and like companies and shit. And Netflix has a policy at their company. This is a real legit thing.
Okay.
You know, like no touching, no hugging, inappropriate touching, shit like that is not allowed. But they also have a rule where you're not allowed to make eye contact with anyone for more than 5 seconds.
They call it the Asperger's Law.
Got it.
Is that really what it's called?
No, I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't doubt
sounds,
it. Like this is a real thing.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is like Asperger's.
How insane is that?
It's never a problem for that guy.
Well, no, Asperger's isn't a thing anymore.
What?
Yeah. Now it's all autism spectrum.
Hmm.
So you don't have high functioning. And like.
So they're just a color whatever. Now? It's you're just yellow?
It's yeah, exactly.
The same level of yeah. fluidity as
you're,
gender.
Right, yeah, exactly. You're no longer, like...
I'm rolling my
exactly,
eyes,
exactly, you're
by
no
way.
Longer there's part of a pretty rainbow. You are white.
There's an infinite amount of autisms on the spectrum.
Yeah,
they're like, exactly. Timmy, come here. Look what... Oh, you're Butterfly. We're going to call you Butterfly from now on.
The
He's
real
like,
secret,
oh, what? What?
The real secret is that... Put an autistic person in front of that spectrum and have them start organizing.
Right.
Like when they get really good at it, you know they're all the way at the end.
Right. And like then you shoot them goal. In the head, right?
You're at the upper bound.
You
just
reach.
A picture of Rain Man at one end, and like Tom Cruise at the other.
I saw
so
a
the
study.
Scale, the grading scale is also the test.
Right.
It's a 2-for-1. It's like built in. You're gonna You're gonna label yourself here, Timmy. Put these in order.
Yeah, put yourself in a box.
Yeah, that's good. Let's
Baby's not going to put you in a corner. Baby puts himself in a corner.
That's right.
Let's just put headphones on them that don't play sounds.
Just watch him freak out.
Just be like, raise your hand every time you hear a beep, and he just sits there for like hours. And it's the way we keep him. He keeps quiet. Leave him alone. Let him sit in the corner. Timmy, you can have. You can talk after the beep. All right, you just put him in the. Okay, he just sits in the corner until the beep, and you just never put a beep.
Is that abuse? I can't like.
No, that's called good parenting.
It's called treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's not psychologically broken by the end of the day.
No, he won't be. That's the thing. He's so good. He's so good at focusing
right.
on one task,
no,
and
that
that's
was,
the task you give him. He's intently listening for
no,
4 hours.
That was a funny thing. Like apparently, people like there are some populations of guys with autism that they're really good at programming. Like they can just sit there and program for hours on end, and they make less. They work faster and make less errors than, you know, quote unquote normal people.
Yeah.
But I'd say that they can't tie their shoes. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, they get up from their desk and they trip and face plant, and then now they're out for 3 weeks because their shoes were untied. Is
right.
that what you're telling me?
Right.
The only people who are walking by are women, so they just lay there for hours.
Like, yeah.
Can't talk.
Don't make eye contact.
Hey, guys, the audio dropped unexpectedly. We're back in it, though.
Quote unquote.
Yeah. Very like, profesh.
We had to hide the body. All right, leave us alone.
Matt
I'm
was
sweaty.
Talking about Publix guys. And
yeah, no, I had a. I'm pretty sure the guy that made my sandwich when I got back from the cruise had autism because, like, nobody's ever made a sandwich more efficiently. But whenever I get a chicken tender sub, it comes with four.
You've never seen your lettuce organized.
Yeah,
yeah.
It looks like a goddamn commercial. It's like perfectly
made.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what it was. Like,
oh my
it was
god,
great.
It's by size.
Yeah,
one piece of lettuce falls onto the wrapper. He's like, I got to start over. He just like makes a new one.
Yeah. Do you iron these?
Do you want it steamed? What? Do you want a steamed sub? I've never seen it.
Want me to throw it in the fryer?
Yeah, we'll see.
It's like, what the fuck?
I can put it in the rotisserie.
Deep fry, man.
Put it on the rotisserie. Just a sub next to a chicken on the rotisserie.
Yeah, just like sweating on it.
Oh, yeah, just dripping.
No, well, like I asked them, you get four chicken tenders, and if you get four chicken tenders, it'll like overstuff it so you can't. You know,
it breaks the bread. Yeah, you can enjoy it.
Yeah, so he asked for one on the side. Well, I asked for one on the side. He's like, okay. And so then he just starts slicing it.
Like chopping it up.
Yeah, chopping it up. And he
like
chops,
he was putting
he
it into a salad.
It. Yeah,
like it was like
exactly.
chopped
he
like a
salad. He
chops
the whole thing. And
I
was
mean, it's supposed to be chopped on the sandwich, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
So
but
he was like, well, it all has to be this way.
Exactly. Because I was like, oh, he forgot. No big deal. I'll just deal
That's
with it.
That's where the butterfly
and
took
then,
over.
No, but then
you were like, did he forget? And he's like, absolutely didn't forget.
And then he grabs a bag and a handful of chicken and throws
shredded
it in the
chicken.
Bag and flops it up onto the counter. And he's like, there's your extra chicken tender. What else would you like on your sandwich? Like, that wasn't. Weird.
He was probably normal. I'm going to get one of them Publix tokens.
I'm going to get the smell good sticker.
If I get enough Publix tokens, I can get $5.
He just slaved on the counter, then stared at you smiling intently like, I did good job.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was like. And then
he was waiting for you to say that, and then finally it like clicked. Oh, what else do you
I
want
was
on
like,
your sub?
Well, I thought he was fucking
he was
with
like,
me. That was
ta-da.
Yeah. So yeah, I did good. It hurt.
It'd have been even
head.
Better if he started putting like lettuce and tomato like in the bag, like he was making a sub, but in the bag.
He leans in for ear scritches.
Yeah. Well, see, that was the thing that like I felt bad though because my friends were watching and they started cracking up, but I didn't want to correct them because like I was afraid I might like set them off. And he'd be like, I did bad. Ah!
And then he puts his head in the fryer.
Yeah, he's just like slamming his head on the counter. Yeah. He's going to call the manager.
He's going to call the manager on himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just start like.
That's
like,
what you need.
Like slapping his back with a cat of nine tails.
Piss off a tard with sharp objects behind there. Smart idea, Matt. Good job.
No, but it was like one of the most delicious sandwiches I've ever had. But man, what I had to go through.
I love tard. That's such a good word. Why aren't we allowed to say these things
I
anymore?
Have no idea.
It's too close to retard.
Well, I know, but we just...
That's a no-no word.
The rules from now apply to 10 years ago. Let's get back into it.
Yeah, right.
Yes, we should. N-word, Jim.
That's all mean today. I actually thought was funny. I'm not a big meme guy. It was Papa John's with like his like kid when he was like 8 or something.
Uh-huh.
And his kid's on the computer and he's leaning in. And he's like, no, son. We say it with a hard R. We're going to put a hard R on there. That's fucking hilarious. So I was like, all right, I'll give that meme a like.
Okay, good. Like the double tap for Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm finally using Instagram now, so I'm like, ooh, I'm figuring stuff out. Oh, if I double tap that, it gets a heart. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I love that on Instagram you put hashtags on shit and you'll just automatically get likes.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do.
Like, dude, that's how
but I used to put it in the headline, but the trick is, I learned from Tommy Gill, Snazzy Virgin on Instagram, by the way. Yeah, you put it in the comments. So that way when you post to Facebook, it doesn't have like a million hashtags on Facebook.
Ah. Well, like at the end or what?
Yeah, like I'll do Daily Dose of D, and then instead of all these hashtags like in the post headline, you upload it with just Daily Dose of D and send it to Facebook. So that'll all it says on Facebook. And then on Instagram,
you go
to the
comments. I'm glad
you
told me that after I did like 15 of them.
Sorry. Yeah. And then on Instagram, dude, I put so much random shit in there.
Like, you post it Instagram with the Facebook thing with no hashtags in it. Then you go back to it.
You go to Instagram. Yeah.
And then the comments at the bottom.
Yeah, you just hit
so
comment.
So it's like post edit, like edit and post?
No, you just hit comment, and then you make a comment on your own thing.
It's just so when it's on Facebook.
With hashtags. Oh, okay.
When it's on Facebook, you want to add all that trash.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want all that trash
on
there.
You want to clean.
Want to look good, just, you know, says daily whatever.
Okay.
Trey shall keep you.
But dude, no, what I do is like I'm doing like that's the
that's how I have all my Simpsons Instagram stuff now. Cuz like either I like something on Simpsons or I hashtag something like Simpsons quote or something.
Mm.
But then I got like 9 Instagram guys asking me to like their Simpsons
hashtags
shit.
Hashtags of Poo-Too.
Oh, it's so great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Apu too.
Yeah. You can get Harry Condoleezza Rice on the issue. Whatever the fuck his name is. Hari Konda.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did, Hari Krishna.
Did he's you like, watch the trailer for his special? That's as far as I go.
Yeah, I know. I like halfway through it, and then I'm like, yeah, this
is. Oh, wait, are we going to talk about this again?
No, but I'm just.
So, okay. Did we talk about Nanette?
Well, it's time? Because he's coming. Yeah, we talked about Nanette a little bit, but we can always expand into that. We got time, boys. But anyway, no, real quick, on the Instagram tip, what I do is I do that little
legs.
B. Yeah. I do that little B thing. You know what little B is?
No.
He was like a rapper on YouTube that would, like, he got smart. Like, that's how he got clicks on his videos. He would name his songs, like, Justin Bieber and shit like that. Like when Justin Bieber was, you know, really popular.
Right.
So people would be like, oh, Justin Bieber, and they'll click it. So he just gets, like, clicks from that.
Right.
So all my Instagram, I'll have, like, Christina Applegate and, like, Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande, and those, like, random, like,
just
celebrities.
Random hashtags on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and okay. So people will click on it.
So you just, like, hashtag Drake.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You have right. To put Black Girl Magic on all of them.
Black Girl Magic, yeah. Cup Stacking Asian. And then, like, I'll get so many likes from people, like,
right.
Cup Stack Asian 1. And then,
yeah.
You know. That's what you're saying, though. Yeah, when you just put random hashtags, people just like it. I'll get followed by gyms. I'm
yeah.
Like, why are fitness people? Do you not see me? Look at the photos.
They're like, he will be in my project.
You look yoked, son.
I post like a can
yeah,
of SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'll hashtag it like healthy eating as like a joke. And then people who like are obviously fitness people on there will like it. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Or fitness bots.
Or they'll follow me.
Yeah.
And then I go to the thing and they
down.
Follow 300 people, but they have like 400,000 followers.
They'll
yeah,
follow
you're
going
to keep following me.
They'll follow David around the grocery store. It's like, you might want to put that down.
Yeah. We'll put it up your ass. I'm just like shoving it.
You sure you want the whole rotisserie chicken?
Jillian Michaels is going to like downward dog into like a fucking overhead axe kick into David Wayne.
That bitch can't jump high enough. She's going to come off the top shelf. Yeah, if they said that, oh, you want sure you want the whole rotisserie? I'm doubling down. I'm getting 2 rotisserie chickens. I'm gonna put one on each fist.
Well, yeah, exactly. Fist
gonna,
and chicken.
I'm gonna eat them right in front of them.
Right.
It's gonna be your Edward 40 hands, but with chicken.
I'm gonna have melted butter in my chest hair, shirtless.
Right.
Melted butter in the chest hair, shirtless, and just rub one on there, and then just take a bite, and then rub the other one.
Yeah.
It's gonna be in a kiddie pool with 2 big gulps on a beer helmet.
Mm. 64
yeah.
Ounces.
Does your birthmark work like a cheese grater?
Yeah, there is a bump on it, actually.
Ew.
Who's the biggest loser now? I'm winning.
That's right.
Biggest winner.
Can you eat 2 fucking whole rotisserie chickens, Jillian? Then shut up. You drop and give me 50.
Bone and all.
50 jelly donut.
That's right. 50 tongue lashes.
Oh yeah, there was. I think that was a great episode. They're like they made them eat junk food, and the trainer was just like, oh. Oh, like they had to eat like cheeseburgers and shit like that.
I feel
that,
like it's
and,
almost
like,
a fucking fetish on the show to like, just like, well, we're going to make these fatties run until they puke.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is that like most
oh,
of
yeah.
them, like so many of them get like stress fractures and like burst.
Yeah,
like,
and then they get fat again.
Shit like that.
No, it's not
even if
bad.
They do lose weight, like 2 years later, they get fat because it's like shitty
died
habits.
Too.
No, it's because they come out at the end and they look like fucking... like a fucking ghost or something.
Like they're like, wearing a fucking
like,
trash bag.
No, it's a goddamn in. Grimace. Like, it's just like flaps of skin.
They're just walking around like...
They're wearing a fucking windsuit, like a flying squirrel.
Yeah. Yeah, like Rocky.
Yeah. Like, I can go hang gliding.
Yeah, it's like the wingsuit.
Yeah, the wingsuit. That's what it's called,
like,
yeah.
This fat dude is like, don't eat it.
Don't eat it. I'm covered.
Flap, 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 flap. Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
He's got to lift up his flap to get to his fanny pack.
Oh.
I like fanny packs.
They're,
I had my
they're coming
as
back.
A kid. I know.
Well,
I'm pissing
me
off. I know. Because I want to start wearing one again. But
everyone,
I had one as a kid. It was like neon fucking
yeah.
green.
Yeah. Well,
everyone just wears them the British way because the fanny's in the front.
What, in the back?
There.
Oh.
The fanny's pussy in British.
Yeah, but oh, so you're saying they wear them the British way? They put it in the
yeah.
front?
Give me some of that fanny.
No.
Yeah, so that's like really funny. Like if you're like, I'm going to fuck you in the fanny, and like a chick's like, I'm okay, that's just normal sex.
Yeah, but here, Fanny's ass.
Right, yeah.
She's like, this is not what I agreed to.
Yeah. That'll be 300 more.
I should have known from the accent.
300 more quid, please.
You don't have quid over there, do they? It's pounds.
Oh, that would bring some pounds.
Quid's a smaller denomination of pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like 6 pence on the
richer. Pence, quid, like tenors, like all this shit.
Altos? What the fuck? What is this shit?
Altoids.
Yeah.
No, altos and tenors, like singers. Like, what
they're
are we talking
curiously
about?
Seriously strong currency.
Baritones?
Yeah. It's crazy. Baritone. Woodwinds.
Woodwinds. Woodwinds such a fun word.
Sopranos, you got to get them in Italy, though.
Jesus. Good to be back, fellas. I missed you.
How was your cruise?
It was good. Everybody thought we were gay again.
No.
No way. Yeah. You know, just four dudes hanging out on a boat. Nothing gay about that.
Kind of semi in shape. Decent looking.
I just think you guys were sharing straws.
Drinking Manhattan saying, hey, girl. No, yeah. That's... Why would they think you're gay, Matt? Slapping each other's asses.
Saying I love you. Yeah.
All in the hot tub together by yourselves.
Matt's just yelling at a bartender. You expect me to share this tiny ass coconut? I want the sharing coconut.
Can I get a giant coconut with four straws, please?
Okay.
There's hardly any umbrellas in here.
Girls! So you just come back with like a giant coconut over there.
Where's the pineapple wedge?
Norwegian.
Why don't they want to fuck us?
Why don't these bitches want to fuck?
They're stuck up.
They never go for the fabulous guys.
Oh, nobody wants my fanny.
Yeah. Want to park your meat in my fanny?
No, the Norwegian Cruise Line, they quit Norwegian using word. Straws.
Oh, God
you can't
damn it.
You can't get straws on Norwegian Cruise Line.
Are
I don't
you
know
serious?
About the, I swear to God. Like,
that kind of makes sense though, on a cruise.
It makes a little, sure, fine.
I'll give
bit.
Them that because they're on a ship in the middle of the fucking ocean.
Kind
of. I'm sick of it.
But here's like.
I'm a
but
goddamn
here's what'll
American.
Happen. So like, put. They have these like little kind of bamboo strawsters type thing, but of course you can't drink out of them. But okay,
you can't.
If you ordered a pina colada, they have the mix, they put the ice in it, they blend it up, and then they put the rum on top of it, and they don't mix it in.
So you have to mix it yourself
with what? You don't have a straw.
Exactly. And then
just
so,
like sticking your tongue in there, just getting hammered.
So you're just taking a shot of the actual alcohol off the top of it.
Smash
just
running his fingers through liquor.
Yeah, like the bartender's like, here, let me stir that for you.
Matt's
put just
slurping
finger.
It off his fingers, like,
try that, big guy.
Like, I think he's gay.
Why do they think we're gay? That's how you try your alcohol is off the sexy-looking man bartender's finger.
I'm just licking my thick, viscous white cream off my finger.
Yeah, I had like 9 of them.
Do they not have spoons anymore either? The fuck?
Just stir it with a shrimp.
Yeah, does it cocktail shrimp?
I'm going to need a jumbo
just
shrimp.
The tails. They like tie the
For
tails.
For some reason, they only gave our group hot dogs. It's crazy.
Corn dogs? Oh, corn dog day. They were all over you.
So the first night I got like, it was the first time I ever had a drink package, and that's where you can drink as much as you want all day, all night.
Of the cheers.
Yeah, it's like an irresponsible amount of drinking. And like they won't cut you off.
They don't limit you at all?
No, they
won't
cut
you off.
They won't cut you off.
Unless you
They'll just throw you overboard.
Right.
Like,
you're getting violent or something. like we got to tone this down.
Give him another one. Maybe he'll pass out.
Give him a coffee. Look here.
Well, how can anyone be angry on the Lido deck?
Give him a Patron XO.
Give him some fucking Kahlua. That'll get him right.
Here, pina colada. He loved those. He was drinking them earlier. So I got like I got really, really drunk, of course, and poor Brandon, he got really drunk, but he called his night early because he just started throwing up, so he got sick. And
you get like motion sickness or like food poisoning sick?
I think it was just a mixture of like getting dehydrated and
of all the gayness, too much gayness going around. All the cocks he was sucking. You can only take so many dicks in a day. You can have unlimited drinks,
right,
but after 5 dicks,
right,
you got to
cut
me off. I'm going to start puking.
So I come back to the room, and he's like, I've thrown up 7 times. I was like, oh, no. And then,
how much of that was cum?
And so I wanted to help, and I was like, "Would if I put on a movie, would that help?" Because there was like a movie channel on the boat. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Yeah, sure." So he goes to the bathroom to throw up again.
Yeah, but hold on. You're missing a key element. Matt was fucking hammered during this whole time.
Yeah, that's
like,
what
he wasn't sober at all during this. So. Imagine him saying all this stuff, but like slurring heavily.
Yeah. And so
he's like, you want me to turn on a movie or
something? Yeah, no, because I felt really bad. Like, I'm really helpful when I'm drunk. I'm like, oh, no, he feels bad. I have to help. And I was like, oh, you want a movie?
Do you got any furniture you need me to help you construct?
You know what, like fucking building IKEA tables and shit in the room?
Yeah, exactly.
What is that? Fear from yak? You
want me to fold your pillowcase?
You know what the government does with these these IKEA tables?
You're like fluffing his pillow for him and shit.
Put a bar of soap in this gym sock. So he goes
for
to the bathroom to throw
a flower.
30 days.
Trace. This might be too inside baseball, right, but yeah. I don't give a shit at this point. This is funny.
What? This is a drunk voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I sound like when I'm wasted. I hate popcorn. So
turn into like a gritty fucking gunslinger from like 1930.
Matt just becomes like fucking just Down syndrome Clint Eastwood when he gets.
Yeah. Sorry, 1830. Let me. Yeah. You know,
goddamn gooks.
You know how many bullets? Vorivor, Mac.
If you feel unfortunate.
This is a Saturday night special right here. Isn't that what they're called?
Sure.
What's the nickname? Is it Saturday night special? You know what I'm talking about.
Right. So I pick... apparently special. I found a movie and I passed out. And Brandon walks out and he looks at the screen. And I'd ordered a 50 Shades Freed.
That's what you incidentally selected.
Yeah. Why do they think we're gay?
Just because it's the top of the list.
Because it's numerical. Yeah, it's alphabetical, so 50 is the first fucking thing.
How many people are just getting that, like, well, I guess this is what we're watching.
It's a good thing to have 12 Years a Slave on there. Yeah, you don't want to be there crying.
It. Right, yeah. And so, of course, like, I passed out. He's like, what the fuck is this? And he turns it off. And I ordered it on his.
He said, what the fuck was this? But it was through a ball gag.
Like, and I don't know if you guys knew this, but I pass out face down, ass up.
Why do they think we're kidding?
Why do they think we're gay? That's going to be the name of this episode.
And,
I'm just going to put a picture of Silman.
Oh, yeah. This is all John Silman.
I'm on a freaking boat.
This is all the voices in his head. He's recording all these. He's such a pioneer.
Just,
the layering
just because
he
I
did.
Kiss men, people think I'm gay.
Anyway.
So I ordered,
dude, I would hold on real quick. I would fucking be really scared on a cruise with John Silver. That would be a scary situation. It's,
yeah. They're,
you're the
they're,
last two just waiting for that rescue boat to come.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, shit, I'm going to be on a rescue boat with him.
I wonder if they've ever kicked anyone off at port. But
oh, God. He'd probably be like, he'd probably just keep saying, oh, no, we're going down. And then he would just like slowly start taking off your clothes.
What if we just jerk each other off?
We're like in gay. International waters. It's not gay.
Of course.
Just look me in the eyes and jerk me.
Listen, if we
come at the same time, it's not gay. It cancels each other out.
It's only gay if you fall in love, and I hate you.
Now fucking stroke my dick.
Give me some hate strokes,
piece of shit. Yeah, really give a Hulk grip to it, too. I want calluses on that dick.
Reverse grip that one.
You can't keep biting your lip the whole time. It's so much weirder now.
Listen, if you put your feet together, it makes a heart.
It's like a vagina.
What are you guys doing? Foot jobs on the raft?
Yeah.
My salty water burns
his
lube.
He's like, come on, dude. Come on, dude. What are we doing here? Everybody's so uptight.
Don't be gay about this. Just jerk me on your feet.
Stop enjoying it, you faggot. You just keep like.
Hey, this is getting out of hand. We're into something.
He's like,
God.
I thought that's what you meant when you want to go on a cruise together.
And he's like, he kept taking me to public libraries and tapping my feet. So right, apparently, sorry. I ordered
50 Shades of Free.
50 Shades Free. So not the first, the third movie. And I ordered it on Brandon's account.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
You so know how like they are with bucks. Money.
Yeah. So the next day, like,
I want to jip him out of that.
He went to the desk. He had to go to the guest services and be like, yeah, there's a movie put on my account and I didn't order it. Or like without my consent or something like that. So, of course,
I couldn't give consent. I had a ball gag in my mouth.
So the guy's looking at the screen. He just like starts smiling. He's like, what movie was it? He's like, 50 Shades Free. He's like,
he's the concierge like, is just trailing his pen across the desk listlessly. What movie was it?
Gets his phone out. Let me film this.
Yeah, just like all coy.
At what point do I start screaming world star?
What room are you in? What room are your boys in again?
You know,
they get all excited.
You know how long we watched it?
69 minutes.
Three.
Boom.
Three.
3 minutes?
3 minutes. And that's what the guy said. He's like, you watched it for 3 minutes. He's like, that's all we needed.
You know, he comes fast.
This is some sexy ass credits. Have you seen the Dimension Films logo?
Did you see the font they used in those fucking names when they wrote those names?
It's just like Christian Grey. I'm like, fuck.
It was like a bold Curse of Helvenica.
Why do they have a title card with cogs? They know my fetish.
Okay, if you could just scream Jet Set.
I can only come to steampunk credit rolls.
That's what it sounds like when I come.
So did they take the movie off?
Yeah, they actually took it off. They're really nice about it, actually.
They're like, you guys don't want to watch this.
Yeah, and I like, and what he told me the next day, I wasn't mad that I had ordered the like a movie. I was upset that I had ordered that movie. Like it, because it's like one of those like really hacky things that it was like, of course, that fucking movie. Yeah. Of the entire catalog, 50 Shades Freed, I ordered.
Yeah,
because
it's probably alphabetical, and you just press like play or whatever.
I guess I have no idea. Like I don't.
You remember
this?
Were you blacked out?
Yeah, I was blacked out.
Oh god!
Like I remember having the remote and the way it was set up.
You really
like,
did pass out face down.
You just want to watch this old dude beat up a chick. You know the government's trying to stop old dudes from beating up chicks.
It's fine in the 50s, but they try to put a stop to it.
He's a professor, and he is sure teaching her a lesson.
It's just educational prop at this point. It's like a documentary. It's so silly. Matt, you have a weird drunk voice, by the way.
You learn a lot with a cat of nine tail. Butt plugs in public.
Public, private sector should be everything.
Paving roads and whooping ass.
I thought we could do whatever. We're in international waters.
I punched a horse in international waters.
Apparently there's...
I punched a horse.
Playing water polo or some crazy statist shit.
Six ponies died. It was in Cozumel.
Cozumel.
So, yeah, apparently drunk me thinks the way to help a tummy ache is to order soft car bondage porn.
That is written for women, too, by the way. Like old women to, like, fucking diddle their old crusty bean to.
Gross.
How dare you?
Are you kidding me? Dude, I work with old women that went to the movies.
Ew.
And you should have saw how wet they were talking about it.
Stop it.
They're like, I read this book, and like they were giggling like it was, you know, a bad thing. I'm like, what is this shit?
No, I would tell you, old pussy, it's like a fine vintage. It's,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Trash.
It was delicious.
It's like wine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a good nose to it, a good bouquet.
You can put in the snifter just first.
Flutters of aromatics.
Yeah.
That's so silly.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, but wasn't that, when that book came out, I remember everyone going nuts about it. And I remember like I saw passages from it or whatever. I'm like, the fuck is this?
One of
like,
the oh you call my them God.
Passages.
Yeah, whatever.
One of the
I figured that's what you call an old book like that.
like it's Psalms or something.
Yeah.
I'll be completely like I had this hacky bit where I read a couple of
didn't that just all your
passages
books?
That fuck you.
Aww.
I thought Sean Connery reading 50 Shades of Grey would be the funniest thing I've ever
oh,
heard.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
But then you changed it to Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. To really, like...
You're like, hang on, guys. I got a new fresh take.
Hey!
No one's heard a comic do a Schwarzenegger impression.
Right, exactly. And, like, now that one makes you just kind of cringe, just going like, ugh, I did that. But it got some laughs, which means it really must have been bad.
Yeah. Yeah, the hackiest shit gets the biggest laugh.
Yeah, it was like, our 50 Shades are fucked up. I think that was the one.
Wow.
Yeah. That was just off the cuff, though.
David's pissing.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah, good. I can't
so
wait.
So alone. I don't think my levels are good. Okay. There we go. Yay, I can hear me.
Okay, now you're way louder in my headphones.
Turn your headphones up. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You doing good?
Is it still recording?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, I can't. This is the thing I keep trying to tell our listener. Jorge.
Oh, actually, no, I got to give. I actually did meet some people and like spread the How to Die Alone a little bit. So shout out to Hannah, Cody, and maybe Sarah.
Man, they were like, so, what a nice game, man.
What a lovely. What a bunch of poofters.
He's not like the one we dragged behind our truck back home.
Oh my God.
I just assume you're on a boat with horrible wrecks.
Yikes.
What are we talking about? Sorry. My beanies was playing.
They go to Cozumel and they're like, how do I press 2 for English? What is this?
I say fluente mente.
What?
Especially rednecks trying to speak Spanish are really funny to Stephen.
Rednecks on a cruise.
Yeah.
It's just the greatest idea.
I think that's all only who takes cruises. It's like rednecks and old people. Right?
No, it's just like the boringest white people for the most part.
Yeah.
The most boring, plain,
it's generic. It's mostly the people that have, they have lived the American dream, where they've worked from 25 to 65 or 70. They've made a little bit of money, and now they're just trying to coast off of it. And they're like this is the life I was promised to have.
They're like, I want to see the world, but only a short period of time.
Only for a week and on a boat.
Yeah, if I could just see like Cozumel for like an hour and a half, it's right. About as much as I can take of it.
Yeah, and let's just stay in the port town part, because I don't want to explore anything. And
right.
Did you bring your binoculars?
Exactly. You know the ones that you use for watching birds?
Just look at
bring
them
those.
To watch the people. Like,
right.
Move their fucking straw crates around on the dock.
Look, honey.
Crates. Let's go see the Mayans.
Look at them. Let's see the crates.
Mayans.
Crates of trash.
When I went on one, we were in Mexico, and like they had like those excursions.
Yeah.
And, like, you can go see dolphins. I'm like, we fucking left Florida. Why would I want to go with a Mexican dolphin speaking Spanish?
Oh, dude, I saw...
It's like... It's like a mariachi band, or it sounds like maracas instead of like... It's just like...
The Mexican dolphins are made with real sugar. That's
oh, there it is. That's it, yeah.
Pure cane sugar dolphins.
No. These are porpoises. These are not dolphins. Ooh.
Poor pie.
What a poor pie, senor.
Is he saying papaya? What is this? Poor pie.
No, not poor pie. Rich pie. I'm from America, goddammit.
I was poor again. You know how much a dollar costs over
here. Matter of fact, I want some apple pie.
Have you seen my bitcoins?
I have it on my phone. I'm not a big consumer.
Yeah, you go to Cozumel. Do you guys accept Bitcoin? Like, that's his currency.
No se.
No, senor.
Would you like chicles? Or Tinker Toys?
Fuck, I'm just going to get some water out of the tap.
Bad idea, muchacho. Do you think they take American Express in Mexico?
No.
Because it's American Express, they won't accept it. Is there a Mexican Express?
Put up a wall. Is that what I say now? Anytime Mexico's, I just say put up a wall.
Put up a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were in a...
Put up a wall around the boat.
We went down and went to some restaurant on the beach. It was nice.
Walled off boat.
I drank a Tecate.
Tecate.
It's really all you need.
Tecate.
Yeah. That's a beer. Right?
And I would just be like, it's Uno Mas. Yeah, Uno Mas.
Por favor. Yeah,
I was trying to sound Spanish. I'm like, how do you say it? And the guy told me. I'm like, all right, I'm going to say that from now on.
I'm like, I'm so cultured now.
So many guys.
Uno Mas Cerveza, por favor. Did I say it right?
Yeah. Hey,
so many guys with like frosted tips and sunglasses on the back of their neck.
Yeah.
Uno Mas Cerveza. It's like, God damn it, Chad.
Wearing a Hawaiian shirt, obviously, yeah, with like jorts and sandals. He's not wearing flip-flops. He's got sandals on.
The slides?
Yeah, with no socks, like a fucking tool.
Yeah, that was a lot of them, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hawaiian shirt with no buttons buttoned. Just let the chest hair and the beer belly hang out.
Let the chest hair breathe.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm on vacation. Jorts.
Let these wisps get some
sun. No belt.
Sun.
I don't have time to deal with belt. I'm carefree jorts. It's just
I brought my stretchy pants.
They're like the stonewash white color.
They told me it was a buffet. I'm not wearing a goddamn belt.
I won't lie. There were a couple pairs of jeans that I don't fit anymore.
After this.
After you lost all that weight.
I lost like 25 pounds and I gained back like 7.
That's not too bad, though, for a week cruise. That's a pound a day.
Yeah.
Like the boxing weight, cruiser weight, is that for like when you eat the buffets and shit?
The cruiser weight.
Lot of salt. lot of cum.
A lot of sodium in that.
Yeah,
cum.
A lot of swingers couldn't take off their wedding bands those nights. God damn it.
They're going to fuck my wife. At least take off your.
Why are we even get married and just get the state involved in our fucking?
Pave my streets. Man.
Drunk Matt is very against the state.
It's anti-government.
I don't even watch sketch shows on MTV from the 90s because I hate the state that much.
I get it.
Yeah. What's with all these goddamn kids in the hall anyway?
Should be adults in the hall.
Michael McDonald.
Who the fuck is Dave Foley? Fucking Canadians.
Slit his goddamn throat.
Taking our goddamn sketch shows
I'm
over.
I'm serious. God, it's like 9 minutes.
It's great, dude. It's a great voice. I got to get you drunk one night because I want to see it.
You want to see
Matt's like happy-go-lucky. You know, there's happy drunks and then there's like angry drunks. But Matt's like specifically anti-government angry drunk. I'll show you the goddamn Constitution. He just like rips it out like a copy of it. Like, how the fuck did you get that?
Right,
this is my drunk
beat up a Girl Scout.
Manifesto. Oh, yeah.
You know they just carry them with them? I was like, you understand what you're selling is not a strain of marijuana. Like, this is not Girl Scout cookies.
I'll show you some real hiking. We can go hiking in the mountains.
How do you like to disappear?
I'm going to throw you up in the mountains. We'll see how long you last with just those box of cookies. You ain't scouting shit.
Bring your friends. They can tag along.
So stupid.
I know. And then they're butt chucking DWs. And it's like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Well, at least you got a good view of the mountainside.
So allegedly, at one point, I said, God damn, I'm so drunk. I can barely walk. What do you want to drink? That was the next thing I said, and then I came back with Sprite and vodkas,
with no straws,
classy, with no straws,
no straws, no shirt.
Where'd your shirt go?
One flip flop. Like, what the fuck happened to you, Matt?
Just a ball hanging out of his basketball shorts.
Yeah. A lot of basketball. A lot of tearaways.
A lot of tearaways.
Throwing out woos like he's Ric Flair. Oh, <man. laughs>
you become that guy. You just start pointing at random people. Woo! You having a good time? Oh, yeah. This DJ's cutting it up. On the Lido deck.
They're like, yeah. Sir, Baccarat's confusing enough. We can't deal with this, too.
Oh, Matt, we're all taking bets on which cruise line you become a comedian on, because it's going to happen. You are going to be a cruise comedian. I'm telling you.
Just Matt will do his
You'll be making bank, and we'll all be making fun of you at open mics, but you're over here counting on it. You'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. I got cuts on my thumb from peeling off all these ducats. And you're just over there like counting money.
No, the guys that
He's
really...
He's like, oh, was my set terrible? Because I don't fucking remember.
Did they have an open mic there?
I'm so drunk.
No, fuck no, they don't have an open
mic. Do they do karaoke on the boat?
They do karaoke. The guys that make
you
their biggest
killing.
You should have signed
up and then just say, don't play anything. I'm going to do my tight five. And then you just go up there and just start riffing.
The people think I'm gay.
Oh, yeah. Kill. Right, this one time I was on a cruise. And he just like,
right. Started. That's all you got to do. It's like, okay.
It's a cruise line food. Am I right?
Jesus Christ. Like, there was two comedians and both of their sets were my wife, my kids.
My wife.
My wife. And then traveling. That's it.
Yeah.
Wife, kids, travel.
Yeah, that's literally everyone that's on a cruise, that's what they
do. If you want to be a cruise comic, wife, kids, travel.
Yeah.
Boom. That's it.
Family.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah, family.
Maybe, like, stretch it to 30 to 45 minutes somehow, and then...
You don't want to touch politics or religion, for sure. You don't want to touch college education, because that's bad. You don't want to get them people mad.
It really depends what scene you're in, because...
Who's this doctor lawyer on stage talking about college?
Doctor, lawyer, rocket scientist.
I saw a college on the way in.
Gay
here.
Boy, that's what I see up there.
They put those colleges on my screen at night of the photos of everybody.
Right,
sir, that's collages. No, no, it's colleges.
I don't want any cabbage.
Yeah, I don't want any cabbage.
That's so stupid.
But yeah, so they can't touch certain topics for sure.
Well, when I was in New York, it was like the same shit. Oh, I was in New York, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I was in New York.
No shit.
I mean, let's hear about Skankfest, Steven.
Skank.
I'm going to tag him in this because I'm sure they'll listen to this.
And Lewis will be like, I don't want to be on that podcast, bro.
I'm going to throw a piss in someone's face.
Yeah, really burying the lead on that one. Yeah, he threw piss on Ari Shafir.
That's so weird.
It was fun because it was like being at old school wrestling because it's like the entire crowd scattered because there's piss flying through the air. Like they knocked over a camera and I was like sitting on the floor because I'm like, I'm not standing for this shit.
Right.
Because like people just stand for the shows all day, like in the back of the room and like have to like look over people.
Yeah.
But like when Lewis threw his piss on Ari, the crowd just split like immediately.
Right. Oh, just emptied out left?
Just like
it was like somebody pulled a gun out
all the way.
Okay, yeah.
It was like somebody pulled a gun out and everyone just fucking scattered.
Piss spreads.
It was like one of those Chinese stab fests. Like,
oh yeah,
just like give him a wide berth for the piss.
Right. Oh yeah, definitely.
And then Big J wouldn't go back up on the stage.
Oh yeah, you don't want to step in that shit.
Yeah, I heard it's acidic if it's Puerto Rican.
100%.
I heard it's sterile if you're incompetent.
I get it.
Because it's not.
that's how you have fucking quadtuplets.
That's how something dumb people believe. They're like, piss is sterile. It's like, nope. It is in your body.
Oh, I was thinking of cum being sterile. Never mind. I'm retarded.
You guys learned
that's
something.
That's not either.
Yeah, no. David's been trying to knock chicks up with piss.
Come on, just let me piss in you.
And she's like, come on, David. You're so stupid. Don't you know piss is sterile?
Wait. So if you come in a girl,
how many times have I told you clean the driveway?
The piss is sterile. You can come in her and then pee in her, and that'll kill all the semen.
Yeah, right? Do it.
It'll also give her a UTI.
Yeah, doesn't do that either.
Well, no. As long as she pees after sex, she won't get a UTI. Even she'll piss out my piss plus her piss.
Where do you think the urethra is on a woman, David?
Yeah, the belly button. Girls pee out of their belly buttons, right? You guys
that's why I have to lay down on it, right? That's why they're always so mad about you having it up.
That's why they have to sit down so it dribbles down their belly into the toilet. Are you guys fucking with me right now?
but
I'm kidding. I know it comes out of their ass, all
right? Obviously. Guys.
Right.
Yeah, pee is stored in the balls on us. Yes. Yeah.
They're just stored in the uterus. Or no, the eggs.
Pee stored in the uterus.
Yeah. And then once a month, for some reason, blood comes out, along with the uterine lining of their ass.
Maybe chunks of fetus.
Huh. Right. On a good month. Otherwise, I'm $400 short.
Anyway.
Or I'm out $400. No, sorry. You get it. Abortion jokes.
No, I gotcha. They always kill. So I was in
Skankfest, sorry.
No, I just wanted to talk about like the comedy there. Like not even Skankfest, but like the mics.
We don't matter.
They always kill.
Oh, you're still mad about that?
Yeah.
You're going to harp on that?
I'm done. All right. Skankfest.
Was it out of you?
He got his angries out. No, the mics were so bad, man. Like, because, like, I don't mean to shit talk an entire scene, but I'm going to. Because, like, most of the comics there, like, they would just get up and
the
just,
New
like,
York scene or the ones New York Skank scene? Fest?
No. The Skankfest people were, like, professional comics who were, like, passed at clubs and performed, like, around the country.
And they just walk to the cellar and be like, get me up in, like, 20 minutes.
And the New York mic crowd is like, let me play to people who watch Daily Show. And, like, that's what they're trying to do.
Well, it's because they're all probably trying to be writers on that kind of shit.
Well, there is some, like, I was at a show one time, and no bullshit, I saw, like, just an increasing level of Jewness go to the stage. Like, it was like...
Were they, like, one-up each other?
Yeah, it was, like, one guy who was, like, kind of Jewish. Like, he looked nebbishy, and he was like, oh, I'm half Jewish, and blah, blah. And, he, like, his whole act was, like, his whole 5 minutes was about how he's Jewish and, like, the experience and, like, cheap and, like, my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And
then the next one just schleps up there.
The next one...
Does the same thing.
Yeah, the next one...
Does it, like Picasso set or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
He puts on... He's like, I gotta put on a yarmulke and...
Yeah, the next one, like, really just hammed... Well, then not hammed it up, but, like, he really, like, laid on the Jew something fierce.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then the third one was like, I am from Israel. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
He's like, got like a bagel with lox and cream cheese in his hand.
Like, salmon.
In Israel, we have walls. And I'm like, what is going on right now? Like,
and the whales.
Just expected the last guy to be like, I'm actually Jesus Christ.
That's how you know Ari's
These are my
not,
people.
That's how you know Ari's not a traditional Jew because... When his piss would have been if you throw a Puerto Rican's piss on a real Jew, they start to melt.
Right.
So Arius is like, you know,
from the cleanliness, yeah. it's a cleansing.
It's like the guy at the end of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the mayor. Like,
oh,
he
yeah.
just melts down.
Christopher Lloyd.
It's why they wear the same hats as the Hasids. Like,
yeah.
He's here.
The mayor looks exactly like the Hasids.
The merry-go-round broke down.
But yeah,
three comics in a row were like that.
Yeah, three comics in a row.
Jesus.
And like it was
what are the odds?
It was almost every mic I went to was like that. And the girls would go up and they'll be like, well, I'm not getting a lot of laughs, but you know, I only get like 70% of the laughs a male comic.
Oh,
I'd be like,
my
Jesus
God.
Christ.
No girl said that.
Right.
A girl legit said that.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious.
I would have thrown my fucking beer at the stage. Like, not hit her, just hurl it till it shatters on the fucking brick wall behind him.
She was like, what else? Oh, it's catcalling season. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Steven, I don't believe you. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I wish I filmed it.
Jesus
There was
Christ.
One guy where I was sitting at the bar. I was talking to this other guy, and I told him, I'm like, he was saying how he's from Austin. He was like, yeah, you know, like, I hang out with Nick and blah, blah. I'm like, wait, Nick? Like, Nick Mullen? He's like, yeah, I know Nick. And I'm like, oh, Nick's awesome. He's like, yeah, he's... interesting. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? And this guy behind me was like, I'm gay and I'm from San Antonio and there's not a dick at UT I didn't suck. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, no one was talking to this man.
I'm going on a cruise.
Dude, we should have went with you, and we could have had him on the pod, because that guy sounds like fun.
And he went up on stage. He had no material prepared. He was like, I'm wearing my boots, because tomorrow's my birthday. Aren't these fabulous boots?
That's his joke?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Did you feel like you were in the Twilight Zone or something?
Like somebody was messing with you. Like, there's no way this is real.
This is an elaborate joke.
The thing is, I just
it's
wanted
like
to
a clever ruse.
I wanted to lean in and be like, you paid to do this. You paid $5 to come to this room.
Right.
To just basically talk about your boots and how it's your birthday with no fucking punchline.
Yeah, boots at the B.
Yeah, you're in New York. You could have gone to a gay bar and gotten free shots.
You could just
and got in for free, like, just for showing your labia.
Just fucking...
some shit.
Just ride the 6 train back and forth and just ramble like the rest of the fucking psychos. Like,
yeah.
You don't gotta, like, pay stage time for that.
Right.
I don't understand how it can be so... I want to move to New York, too, but this scares me.
You would crush it. Like,
I doubt that.
Mics are such trash.
And well, I would definitely stand out. If they're all like that, I'd be happy with it, honestly, because then I would stand out actually doing, like, material that's, I guess, risque, if you will,
or dirty.
Yeah, but just like considered like taboo almost compared to all this punching up and shit.
Executed in public for the first, like, I got caught being a man again. Right there, martyr of the city.
Yeah. I wouldn't care, though. I'd be like, fuck it.
Somebody David Wayne's Me Too admission.
You can go back on my history, all right?
Evidence!
I am a good boy.
Evidence.
I'm from the South, goddammit. We don't fuck our sisters without permission.
You'll right. get fully Metzgered.
Right.
No. He's from Philly. He's
I
from
bought
the
a
dirty
ticket
city.
To Trash Mountain.
Pro-rape David Wayne.
Oh, that does have a nice ring to it. I'm not going to lie to you. That's a good headline.
I didn't know I was so good at it, I went pro.
Yeah, hashtag you next.
I just skipped amateur rape and somehow went pro.
Triple A rape.
Right.
I've had sex with three women, guys.
High school to World Series.
Just been raping with a donut on.
It doesn't count that way. Jesus won't get mad at you.
Are you talking about the baseball bat or one that goes around your balls?
About your balls.
I'm not getting castrated. You put a rubber band around them?
You got to stretch them bitches out.
That sounds scary.
Ew.
If you penetrate a woman with a strap on, does that count as rape?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But if it's not your dick, how does that count?
Because you're the one doing it.
I don't know. Ask a cop or a lawyer. Or the guy asking that question.
Don't ask me that. Yeah, I don't
know.
I'm not a big city fancy lawyer.
Hands on your suspenders.
But I reckon if it's a plastic phallus.
Andy,
for some reason I'm sweating. It's like 58 degrees in the courtroom. I'm sweating, like dabbing my brow.
Give me my dabbing cloth.
Yeah. Give me my hanky. And I like pull out of my fucking pocket.
Oh, look, it's still covered in gravy.
So I lick it. That is 11 herbs and spices.
I say.
I do declare it is not rape just because it's phallic shaped and rubberized. It is not attached to a human being, Your Honor.
If the harness does not fit,
you must acquit. I did not touch a tit. Not one bit.
Just keep going with the rhyming.
Tit for
this
tit.
Guy's a fucking genius. Like the tit, jury. Tit for tat. I didn't
jury
touch
was,
a twat.
The jury was like, I thought he did it, but then he started rhyming. So yeah. I think he didn't do
any
it.
Any man that rhymes can't be evil.
Some say he's still making his final statement.
He can't be that smart. Yeah. He can't have that good
I
of a
can't
rhyme.
Quit with his level of wit.
Yeah.
Exactly. Y'all want to split? I brought my model car kit. What is he doing?
Just a tip. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you can't rhyme that fucking genius level and be dumb enough to rape someone. So they'll have to let you off. Right?
Yeah,
you seems like a logical defense.
Was Dr. Yeah, Seuss a rapist?
Yeah. No, there's no way.
Yeah.
One fish, two fish, figure a bitch.
Yeah. He wanted to, but he didn't want to. So instead of raping, he wrote these crazy fucking books to take his, you know, negative crazy energy and redevelop into Whoville. You know what I mean? Like,
she's just telling the cops, I don't even think he's a real doctor. He just says that so he can figure you're talking about fish and stuff.
His dick was like a baby blue color, too. It's really weird. But it was plastic, so I don't know.
He called me a star-bellied Sneech.
Yeah. Sneech.
Call my tits thing one and thing two.
What was this? Star-bellied Snitches get star-bellied Stitches.
And then when he finished, I think he finished, he said something like, and that's how the Grinch stole Christmas. And then he ran away. And
his dick grew three sizes that
God
day.
God damn it. Right. God fucking damn it.
Oh, of course. God. We're going to start making people pay for this fucking gold. I'm kidding.
Can't even give it
Please
away.
Download
it. Like, what do we want? If you're going to pay us just with flowers or Bitcoin.
Only Bitcoin.
Was it Potcoin? Is that the Dennis Rodman?
Potcoin. I don't know about Potcoin. Can you wager on fantasy football, Potcoin?
Good one.
It's the Holy League. Only fantasy football would take that right. Podcoin. No other league. You can't do that with like a baseball league. They're like, get that shit out of here.
Get out of here are the only drugs that make this sport interesting.
Right? All right, so New York, Steven. So I really want to go, man, but now after hearing that, I feel like I'm just going to be scoffing the whole time.
You're going to be crushing is what you're going to do.
I don't know about that. But
then they're going to talk to you after the mics and, like, fucking just hate you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Did that happen to you?
Yeah. Because they would laugh during my set. Like, the whole room, I would get some decent laughs. Like,
okay.
I bombed a couple times. I bombed at coffee shops because I fucking cannot do coffee shops.
Okay.
Like, coffee shops.
The grinder just throws you off.
Yeah, daylight.
That French press is my fucking enemy.
The steam coming out. What the fuck?
Croissants don't lend themselves to laughter.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, croissant.
Just crumbling all over their titties.
Nobody eating a Danish is ready to laugh, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
At least not at, like, real material. They want, like, fluffy, flowery shit. You know, like a pastry.
Like a Danish.
Like a pastry.
Right.
Yeah, so I eat shit
fluffy
at a couple places like that.
But when you did good, they'd come and talk to you and shit?
No, they would want to explicitly not talk to me. Even people I saw laughing at my material, I'd be like, hey, man, great set. And he was like, yeah, all right, you too, bye. And I'm like, what the okay.
Like other comics?
Wait, so
this wasn't even audience members. This was other comics.
It was because there's no audience members. That's put that out of your head right now, in the New York scene.
Right, yeah. Well, that's what Cam was saying. He was like, anytime there is a audience member here in Tampa, it's like, thank your lucky stars. Because it's like, there's several times where you're going to be in like the bigger cities just trying to get stage time, and you're going to be talking to a jukebox. And it's just going to be you and the bartender, if that.
Oh, no, there were other comics. And the other comics, the nice thing is they pay attention. I'm like, these dickheads here.
Oh, I'm sorry. People made fun of me for paying attention to people's sets here.
No, I'm not even talking about you. I know I'm looking at you, but...
I'm just saying.
I just know when you go to certain mics...
Wait a minute.
You'll see them all on their phone.
Wait a minute, Steven. Are you telling me there's other people that do comedy in Tampa? I thought I was the only one.
I did my set. I get to my Candy Crush.
Yeah. Right. That's what you do.
I just go outside. All right, what were you saying?
That's exactly what you do, David.
I know. It is. Yeah. Fuck everyone else. We got time for you squibs.
If I do well, I stay. If I bomb, I leave.
Right.
That's what I do.
Right.
Because I'm like, nope, no more of that.
Yeah.
Basically, I stay to see if one, like, the person after me does well, and I'm like, fuck that, I'm out.
Yeah.
So in New York, you get off and you do well, and other people would do okay, too? Or were you just being nice, saying, oh,
yeah,
you
did you see anybody that, like, crushed that you're like, hey, I kind of want to know who that
guy
is?
Oh, yeah, I saw a couple people at the mics that were just, like, straight beasts, but, like, it's, like, 80-20. Like, the majority of them are just garbage, never going to go anywhere. They're wasting their time and their money.
Right.
And like,
were all of them paid mics? Like that you had to pay to play?
Pickle Pear's free, isn't it? Or whatever the fuck it's called.
Grizzly Pear.
Grizzly Pear, yeah.
Grizzly Pear.
Grizzly Pear, yeah.
It's got a 5 o'clock shadow on it.
The Grizzly Pear's, I think, free.
Sounds like a gay man.
Pretty much all the mics at the Creek are free, which they goddamn well better be, because there's nothing by the Creek.
Yeah.
And
that's in like Long Island City, isn't it?
Yeah, almost all of them are bucket mics too. Like if they're free, you're not getting on a list. You're getting on a bucket.
What's a bucket?
Like a luck of the draw.
Oh, the random draw.
Yeah,
and they only have room for like 20 comics.
Right, yeah.
And there's 50 people in the bucket.
Yeah,
so.
And people will run the light, and like people will do like it's supposed to be 3 minute sets, but people will do like 7.
Ew,
that's when you just tackle them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the dude, one I did in Atlanta.
Dude, that's when I turned into Jared Waters from the back. I'd be like, get off the fucking stage. Just start, like, lighting them and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
But,
start running the light. I ain't got time for your stupid bullshit. I don't care what you're going through, fucking Tiffany. All right?
With an eye.
Yeah.
That bitch. No, but most of them cost money. Some of them cost significantly more than others. Like, Laughing Buddha is exorbitant to do.
Is that the one where it's like a dollar a minute? Some of them are you can get like $10 for 10 minutes or whatever.
Okay, so Laughing Buddha, it's like $5 for the mic, and then you also have to get a drink, and they don't have a drink cheaper than $5. Like Jesus a fucking Christ. Coke is $5.
Right.
And you took the train there, so there's another like fucking $3.50.
The train's fine, man. The train's $2.65, but if you get a week pass for $32, I rode that shit all the time.
You can use as much as you want on a week pass.
Yeah, that's why it's funny that people are like, what? Like, Cam was talking about that. Like, you know, these New York comics talk about the subway all the time. Like, yeah, because that's 4 hours of your day every fucking day. Like,
right.
You're on that subway.
Yeah.
Like,
that or you're walking to the next mic.
And,
I mean, unless you got money to Uber or taxi.
Even still, though, like, that money dries up. But, like, for most people, you're on, like, if you're living in New York regularly, you're on the subway, like, three or four hours a day.
Easily.
Ew.
Yeah, and you just see crazy
people. My aunt lived in Brooklyn. She would take a a bus because she had a car, but she didn't want to drive to Manhattan. Fuck that.
Like,
so she took a bus to the train station, then take the train into Manhattan. And then so it was like, it took her like almost 2 hours just to get to fucking work.
Yeah, it took me an hour to get from where I was staying into Manhattan.
It's ridiculous, dude.
Because I was in the middle of nowhere Brooklyn with just Hasids everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's where I want to go.
Really?
Yeah. And like the place was advertised as like close to the train. I'm like, it goddamn well better be.
Was it Airbnb?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because I was like, there's no restaurants. There's no stores.
Right. It was just all like fucking houses.
Like, everything is just shuttered. Like all the businesses are just gone. And I'm just in
what
this
part of
town.
Brooklyn were you in?
Like South Brooklyn.
like what? Like, do you know what?
Hey, you had to make close to my friend Eugene.
I was on Avenue K.
Oh, you were in Flatbush then, right?
No, Flatbush is way north of that.
That's like Avenue T and shit.
Flatbush
yeah.
is almost a Greenpoint.
Okay.
This is like fucking 6 days Park. And I know this shit. I fucking hate myself.
No, it's smart that you mapped it out. It's smart to map it out.
Yeah.
I just can't believe
be
that
dead.
The mics were that shitty like that, man.
No, the mics were fun. Like, the comics would listen to me. I would get decent response on most of my shit, except at the coffee house and, like, one other mic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the creek I ate shit at, too. But I went up at, like, 12:30 or something.
Yeah.
And just after people who were just bombing. And then,
tired and shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Kubo told me. He's like, honestly, dude, he's like, when he went there, he's like, it's just like here. He's like, it's just like any other scene. You have good comics, you have bad comics. It's just there's way more of them there. There's a way more comics, and there's way more mics.
There's also way more opportunity, though.
For sure.
Like, there's like 15 comedy clubs.
Yeah, you crush in front of the right person there, you could, who knows? Who knows what happens? You crush in front of like somebody here, they're like, hey, you want to do a guest set? Thanks.
Well, and then
no, I'm kidding.
at most, you get a guest set at one of our four clubs. But like, if you're up there, like, you have people that like, if you
want to go on the road with me or something crazy. I mean, obviously that's not going to happen after like one good set.
You've got Stand Up New York. You've got Broadway Comedy Club. You have fucking
Caroline's.
You have the Stand when that comes back. The Cellar. Like, there's like comedy clubs all over that fucking place, and like. There's so much opportunity if you want to like grind it, but mm-hmm. like a lot of people don't want to grind it,
mm-hmm.
and like they want to just go up and just do like I saw people at the mics in the 6 days I was there do the exact same five the exact same way in different rooms, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
and it wasn't killing the first time. It's the same shit as here, like Kupo said, like. You'll see the people and they're like, oh, that's my five. It's like, but it's not working. Like, that can't be your five.
You have to change something. Like, add a new tag. Change the order of the joke. You know, start with something different. You
All
know,
it
something
is,
like that.
If it doesn't, like, if it worked one time, that's not good enough. It has to work consistently. Like, that's the entire fucking business model. But, like, people are like, well, no, if I just keep running this five, it's like, you're not. That's deluded.
Yeah, you're not changing anything, so you're not learning anything from it. That's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting
yeah,
different
Yeah, I played
results.
Far Cry 3.
Yeah.
That's where that's from, right?
I don't know.
I thought
people
it was
at
that, work I thought that was...
the Einstein quote, isn't it?
I thought it was Chris Schubach's Oops All Berries joke.
Shout out to Chris Schubach. You probably don't listen...
Shubidua.
I hope he's still alive.
Yeah, I hope you're not dead, Schubach.
Yeah. If anybody killed him, it was Brogan.
Probably.
I'm sure he'd be haunting one of these mics by now as a dumpster.
Dumpster's feeling a little depressed.
I miss that dude.
Yeah. The.
So.
Well, yeah. Well, that was it. I mean.
So there was the insane guy on the subway. Do you want me to talk about that?
Yeah, what happened there?
The scary one?
Yeah, basically I was coming back from LIC. I was coming back from the creek the second time.
He's like, you know what the problem with the government is? Starts going, you're like, oh boy.
It was kind of like that, but it was like, it was like a black dude, but he was like coming out with like some NWA energy.
You know what the problem with child support is? Fucking rape you.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
It's a joke, Matthew.
Oh, God.
Just you wait until a meteor comes. Anyway. No one knows that joke.
Meteor Man? No? All right.
I wasn't listening.
Anyway, so... Yeah, I'm coming down the stairs to, like, get to my connecting train, and I just, like, hear someone yelling behind me, so I'm like, I got to the foot of the stairs, so I'm not taking my earbuds. Like, you keep your earbuds in all the goddamn time. You don't want these loonies talking.
You don't
want
to give them a chance, the opportunity to talk to you?
Yeah, because, you know? Like...
It falls fucking, out, you start panicking, like you're trying to put a key in a door.
Trying
to put the earbud back in your ear.
Do not engage.
The fucking city motto should just be like, excuse me, sir, do you have a moment for a disabled veteran? Like, yeah. That should be the fucking motto for New York City. Do you have anything to spare? Anyway, like, so I'm going down the stairs. And
change.
I get to the foot of the stairs. I take the earbud out to hear what's going on behind me. And there's just a guy, and he's just like, I was in war. I saw my friend get shot in the fucking head. You don't know what you're up against. And he's just, like, starting to talk about, like, you know, N-word this, N-word that. He's black. It's okay. He's fine with it.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not.
New York, so huh? It's fine.
No, it's not.
What do you mean? No,
no, it's not.
Not with that level.
No, it's not.
I don't think any word's okay with that level of anger.
No, it's not. Yeah.
I'd be like, you want some fucking toast? I'd be like, God, no, don't stab me.
Did you say that with a hard T?
Two hard T's. Toast!
Stuck the landing and the intro.
Yeah. All these goddamn toasters around here.
These toast monkeys.
Always asking for some goddamn butter.
He's coming down the stairs. He's talking about, like, his friend, the war. I saw my friends die. You never seen your friends fucking die on the streets. You crackers don't understand. He's, like, yelling, and there's, like...
He's using crackers in there, too?
He's using crackers.
At that point, I'm leaving because I'm white. Fuck that.
No, but the thing is, like, everyone's
You're sitting next to your friend. You, like, get away from me. Act like we don't know each other because he just said, you want to see your friends die. Have you ever seen your friends die?
And he goes on this whole thing. He's like, cops be out there shooting us. They're shooting us on the streets. And, like, and you all think it's no big fucking deal, you fucking crackers, with your school shooters, and you guys aren't going to have any fucking ammo with all these school shooters. I'm like, that makes an odd amount of sense.
Like, what did he say?
So, like, he was basically saying, when the black people come for the white people, we won't be able to defend ourselves because, like, the Asperger's kids are just killing kids in schools.
Oh, okay.
Right.
It's like, that's the thing that's going to stop us.
Yeah.
Right.
So did anybody engage this guy?
So he's saying,
No.
Oh, yeah, no. That's the last thing you do.
You don't even look. Like, nobody was looking.
You're not even going to get money?
No. No, he wasn't looking for money. He was looking for a fight. Like, he was just yelling.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He was yelling at the subway tracks, like, halfway through. Like, he was just yelling into the darkness, pretty much.
Right.
He was the just abyss. Like, yeah. He was just like, and I was in prison. I was in a box for 12 goddamn years. And you have to have your friends sit outside your room when you're getting changed. You're going to get raped. You think you look like, you even look like an action figure?
Right.
You don't think they're going to fuck you looking like G.I. Joe? They're going to take that ass. And I was like,
dude, I'd have been dying laughing at this point.
Is a train coming?
I bet all of that was seamless, too. I bet it all just flowed.
There was no pause. There was oohs or ums.
No punctuation, yeah.
It was like rare.
It's like a Toastmasters.
This whole manifesto he's had.
Yeah, Toastmasters rant.
It's like, I've been saving for this fucking moment at 3:30 in the night on the fucking Q train.
I thought it was just going to be like the weirdest version of Watch What Happens, like that show.
On, the guy comes
on
out.
ABC. How come no one intervened? No one intervened with the rambling, insane man.
Because we're not stupid.
With the Eazy-E full-blown energy.
What about like the, don't they have like security, like track security or whatever the fuck they're called?
The Metro Cops?
Yeah, Metro Cops. Did they do anything?
Metro Cops are never around.
Oh, okay.
There were Metro Cops giving this couple a ticket. There was like a French guy and his girlfriend. Like, just he's like,
oh, that's perfect.
Bonjour.
These two little hipsters. And
bonsoir.
Like, I don't understand why I'm getting a ticket. It's like, you can't drink beer on the subway.
Baguette.
But I bought it at the store. It's like, yeah, I know you bought it at the store, but you can't drink it on the train.
Baguette.
I was just finishing it. Like, this is what he was saying to the cop.
Are you serious? Yeah. Did he at least have the decency to put in a brown bag?
No, it was just, he still had the price tag on the
top.
Oh,
God.
He was like, no, I have a couple more seeps.
It's like a 64-ounce fucking Foster's. It's like huge.
Yeah. It was like a 12-ounce Narragansett, and I'm like, I didn't even know they made those.
Oh, really? I thought it was only tall boys.
I thought it was only tall boys. But, like, he's sipping it, and his girlfriend was like, you know, they were like, where are you guys coming from anyway? And they're like, oh, we were just watching a documentary at the soda shop, you know, because it's fucking hipsters. And she says,
I bet that's not his real accent either.
No, it was for sure his real accent. Like, he looked
French,
severely French.
Right. What?
Sound like he was choking on something while he was talking?
Jesus Christ. Did he have like a beret and striped red and white
shirt?
He
did have a striped shirt. I'm not
aggressively. He had aggressively short shorts on.
He had like the big Owen Wilson nose. He had like the greased out hair.
Right.
I'm just finishing it.
Like a loose, like, I'm an artist V-neck kind of shirt on. I don't know. I'm just saying shit now.
They were like, where are you guys coming from? Oh, we were just watching a documentary, his girlfriend's explaining. And
no, that wasn't. That was.
Hang on.
Hold
on.
Was she French too?
No, she was.
That wasn't a documentary. That was Bloodsport. Jean Claude Van Damme. No, sorry.
She was like.
I was watching Street Fighter.
Guile? I like Guile.
Ryu?
Sorry.
Hey, anyway. How do you say Blanca?
Blanca. Why is he named Blanca, but he is not white?
He is. Was it Verde? With the rouge?
Fuck yeah.
With the rouge hair? It's like the windmill?
His hair like orangina?
Like the,
his hair?
Like the doll of troll?
It's like some scary 90s things.
The jewel and the belly button?
I too... learned English from Muse.
Muse?
Anyway. So you're talking about the doc.
I have the cassette.
No, this is good. Why is he a chubby broccoli? Anyway.
Omelette du fromage.
So this guy, his girlfriend is explaining they just left the soda shop. Which shouldn't even exist anymore. They're watching a documentary.
So they're drunk?
At the soda shop?
Shouldn't be at a soda shop.
Yeah.
But this is what they do. Like, the hipsters, they just, like, everything's got to be retro.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So she's saying to the cop. Along? She's looking in the cop's eyes. There's, like, two cops there. Mm-hmm. And she's saying to the Metro cop, yeah, it was a documentary about cops and, like, how they were, like, so corrupt. And, you know, they just fuck with people for, like, no reason. To the cop.
Right. While they're getting a ticket.
Getting a ticket. And the cop's just like, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. Oh, that sounds interesting.
As he's writing it still, he's still filling it out, but he's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it was
sign here, please.
It was a cop that looked like Niecy Nash from Reno 911. She was perfect, like, ooh, that sounds like a good documentary. I think I'm about to watch that.
Oh, my
Reno
God.
Reno 911?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, You're just telling the cops. It's like, you know how you guys are pieces of shit, right? Like,
right.
You see the people you work with.
Not you guys are cool, but those other guys.
The rest of you.
Is a French guy wearing a fanny pack?
Neon?
That's 90s as fuck right there, 90s.
Yeah. No. He was wearing moon shoes.
It's retro, yeah.
I got these from the Nick Arcade.
That's why the troll doll was perfect.
Have the piece of the crag.
Aggro crack.
The aggro crack.
Do you know Phil LeBar?
Do you have it? Guts.
Guts.
Guts. I'm not a very good French person.
How do you
French.
Say Michael Malley?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to remember.
Michael Malley. And Mo. Her name was like Mo something.
Yeah, he wears hats, but we all know he's bald.
You sound more Russian in that one.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
It's close enough.
Risky.
They'd be speaking fucking Russian if we didn't save their asses.
Was Mark Samaras? Double die?
Double dar.
Double dar.
With the slim.
This is so off the rails.
You'll get the flag from...
Dude, our downloads in France are going to go down now. We're going to end up on a French talk show. You what the hell? How to die alone podcast? Blah, blah, blah. That's to say.
Qu'est-ce que c'est, là, how to die alone?
Are you
how to die alone?
Are you from the podcast How to Die Alone?
Alone.
I say bonjour. No, I say,
alone.
I say bonjour, and they pull out a baguette. And bon nuit. And they just start
like dueling.
That's, oh my god, that's
like, a dueling baguettes? Is that what you're talking about?
I love that mad cop.
I didn't get any of it, I'm so bad. Are they sword fighting with baguettes? Is that what we're talking about?
So in English that translates to hello and good night. I beat him.
Do you like the cross? Do you like the cross across your face?
It's like choking him to death with a baguette.
This band is 2 days old.
Pierre, choke him with your scarf.
I don't get any of this, but it's funny.
Put his severed head in the basket.
How the fuck do you cut someone's head off with a baguette? That's some sharp-ass bread.
The whole time, just like, I've never been beaten by the evil rat from the Aristocats.
It's Aristocrats.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, all right, well, I think we should probably wrap on that.
Bon voyage.
I mean, maybe next time we'll talk about how I almost died.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, you got heat exhaustion and heat poisoning.
Spoiler alert.
That's how you do it.
You're ruining it.
I got hot and sweaty and almost died because I can't regulate my heat.
Sure, this isn't my story.
Fucking room. I don't know why this room doesn't get right temperature.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, we can talk about it in depth next time. You don't follow medical advice.
No one gave me advice.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
What the fuck, I didn't. You just forgot.
He was talking to you for a while.
We only talk through texts. I'll go back through them.
I told you what to do.
The baguette really tried me out.
Yeah.
You had the thirst for blood?
The insatiable thirst for blood.
Blood. See, I can't do it right. Yeah, you have to sound like you're just, your mouth is like
just
dying.
Choking on milk. That's what people always say.
How could I drink water? They had no Perrier.
What is a Zephyr Hill? That's Russian.
The Zephyr.
Zephyr.
White trash.
Dasani?
No.
Dasan. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any plugs?
What?
No. In my ass.
Why?
Well, I don't have anything.
Yeah, fuck.
I'm a big, beautiful man in August.
Yeah, me too.
August 4th, I think?
Well.
I've got kilos.
That's like yeah, 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
All right, go see Matt in like 2 fucking weeks.
He'll plug it again.
Fuck yeah. Kilos,
that's what happens. You don't have much work. You have to like plug
yeah.
it
in. The Cretel?
I'll be doing...
The yellow? Green? Or it's white?
I'll be doing August 1st at Villaggio Cinema for something Nicole and Roger are putting on.
Nice.
Like some networking event that happens to have comedy. I'll be there.
Village?
Villaggio?
I know. I said that at work. I was going to be at the Villaggio. They're like, you're going to Vegas? I'm like, yeah.
Yep.
I wish. I'd quit this goddamn job. I'm going to fucking go to Bellagio.
David's like, how fat do you think I am? I can't pronounce my B's.
I worked on the Bellagio.
I'm going to Bellagio.
And then,
you know, who's at Bellagio? The goddamn government. Turning to Matt Williams.
Drunk Matt Williams.
Bellagio on the boat.
That'll be August 4th at Vif O'Vrady's.
The beef.
The beef.
Beef.
Beef O'Vrady's and Parrish.
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 With Jander Gray headline. You know, it's going to be a festival.
Yonder.
And
Jander Gray.
Next week, I'll be in fucking Muskegee, Oklahoma, trying to rent a gun and buy a bullet and just...
Wait, you're gonna be the place where the first
blast my fucking brains out on
you're
the
wall. The place with the first black airline pilots, the first black pilots.
Tuskegee,
is that what you said?
Yeah, man.
Muskegee.
Oh, I think it's a Tuskegee,
Muskogee. I think actually, I don't know.
George Washington Carver.
It's one of those. It's one of those. Towns.
The peanut butter.
It's one peanut beer.
It's one of those towns named after the people he killed to get the town.
I'm happy that we found this French thing, but I'm mad because Matt drove, and I'm going to be riding home with him. He's going to be doing this the whole fucking way. He's just going to be like, the sign?
At least it's not a tandem bicycle.
Oh, God.
Bicyclette.
Bicyclette.
A tandem bicyclette.
Is that real fucking French? You guys know French?
The autobus.
Yeah, I took French in high school.
So did I.
Did you really?
Pompe le mousse.
Why? Because you heard it was a romantic language? All when women all, over like this.
No, it was all girls.
Un petit peu.
I'm not a fucking blob of putty, Steven. Whatever the fuck you just said.
You know what I mean.
Blob of shit.
Toilet.
You know un petit peu. A little bit.
Yeah. Un peu.
Is that stupid, retarded?
No, it's what I just said. It's a little bit.
Oh, a little bit. Oh.
Yeah.
It sounds so like negative in French.
Or something.
How is that? No, it's not German.
Because you looked at me and threw your hand out, and I'm like, something's happening here.
No, ferme la bouche. That's the one you need to learn.
I don't know what that one was.
That's shut your mouth.
La bouche. Yeah, you know, like that 90s awesome La bouche.
La da da dee da 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 da.
I think, tu mère donne la tête. It's your mother gives head.
Okay.
I think we'll end on
that.
This sure was an episode.